Kevin Dougal from 5K Events is here. Not only is the old event calendar, that's old, throw it out, that's no good anymore.
That's your fresh one.
We have a new one with new events on it. It just keeps growing.
It does. It's growing and getting better every day. There's new events that we're working on that will be added to this shortly. So a lot of great things coming up.
Let's start off with the biggest change. And this is, it's going to take people a while to get this through their head. For decades, the Racine Concert Band played at the Kiwanis Bandshell at the at the Racine Zoo. That's changed this year. They are now at Festival Park. Do you call it Rotary Park or Festival Park?
Well, we, in a little inside baseball, we still call it Festival Park, but of course, the
sign outside says Rotary Park.
Yeah, the Rotary, Paul P. Harris, he was the founder of the International Rotary, so it is named in his honor. So, he is honored with the naming of the park, but, for us here internally, and then for most of the public here in Racine, they identify it as Festival Park.
And if you say Rotary Park, where's that? Say Festival Park, true. They know where it is. Okay, so the Racine Concert Band is moving to Festival Park.
Right.
Now, I said to somebody the other day, it's where the ice skating rink used to be. Well, where's that? Now, I remember that, and I'm not a native to Racine.
Yeah.
The ice skating rink is long, long gone, but there's a big tent there. They call it the beer tent.
And we call it the event tent.
The event tent. Yeah, but when I said beer tent, they knew what I was talking about.
Fancy, we call it the event tent.
Yeah, as long as they know where to go. And it's going to be under the tent where the old ice skating rink used to be, right in front of, right when you go through the gates.
Yeah, it's on the west side of the park.
Yeah, west side of that. Very good. Mm-hmm. That's why you're running 5K events and I'm not. The west side of the park. And that's where it's going to be this Sunday. Boy, it's this Sunday already.
It's the Sunday. It's come up
Sunday
fast.
Night. And we had Mark Eichner here and Sean Del Grosso were in here talking about it. People have to remember it's not the zoo anymore.
Right. It's going to be a change in the paradigm, as they say. So.
And you know how people love change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. they love it.
So I'm sure Beth Heidorn, who is the executive director of the zoo, will have signs up there telling people.
Yeah.
But, and it's free parking because it's after 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And it's, it's going to be a little closer. They're not having to walk across Main Street from the zoo parking lots or anything like that or trying to find street parking. It is going to be, it's incredibly convenient. Something that we're also offering is, we'll have concessions. So there'll be, beer, wine, seltzers, soft drinks, and then, some light snacks, hot dogs, brats, popcorn, candy, and our infamous walking taco, which has become quite the hit down at the park. So we'll have all that.
And that's going to be all summer long from now on at Festival Park.
Festival Park.
Okay. Again, this Sunday, and all the concerts will begin at 7. Now, they used to vary it because it got dark, and people couldn't see the sheet music. They couldn't, after a while, couldn't see what I was reading. So it's going to be 7 o'clock all summer, same time. They call it Downbeat. You should know that. You're in the music business.
Yeah.
Downbeat will be at 7 o'clock. Racine Concert Band, that's starting this Sunday. Let's go through the list here. Got July 10th, The Science of Reading.
Yeah, The Science of Reading, that is at Memorial Hall, and that's just kind of a...
We have Memorial Hall also.
Memorial Hall, yes, that is under our purview as well. So, The Science of Reading, it's really just kind of a seminar for K through 5 teachers to, kind of get a little more efficient in the teaching of reading to the kids, different resources, training methods, things of that nature. So, really great event. That's new for us this year.
Okay, and I have to mention that. So it's Festival Park, Rotary Park, Festival Hall, and Memorial Hall.
And Memorial Hall.
Did you know Memorial Hall is the site of the very, very, very first broadcast of WRJN back in 1926, December 6th? They had an orchestra, they brought the microphone, and WRJN was born at Memorial Hall.
Yeah, I love the history of this radio station. I have a love for small town radio anyway. Not that Racine's small town, but whenever you travel around the state and you see billboards for the local radio station, I always try and tune it in and check it out for a little bit. I just have just kind of a geek that way.
You think you're a geek? I go inside. We're traveling down south. To New Orleans, and we stopped in Walnut, Mississippi. Don't ask where it is.
Yeah.
Walnut, Mississippi, and my wife says, oh, look, there's a radio station. I went in there. I took pictures of it because I said no one's going to believe this. Mm-hmm. What the station looked like.
Yeah, it's like my first full time on air job was at a small FM station in Sherman, Texas, right on the Oklahoma border.
Yeah, we all worked at small stations.
That's where we all started.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Salmonorama.
Salmonorama. We're excited to have that back for the second year.
Yeah, what? Now you said it's coming back.
Yeah.
So where was it?
It had been for a number of years. It had been out on the causeway, just on the east side of Reef Point Brew House in the parking lot over there.
That's where they had it?
That's where it had been there for a number of years after. I'm not sure what led to. Well, I think I know what led it to leave Festival Park, but eventually it migrated out there. But that was one of the first things we worked on as we were, you know, negotiating the contract to oversee the parks. We wanted Salmonorama to come back, and that was one of the first things we secured, working with the folks from Salmon Unlimited right here in Racine.
Or as we called it, Fish Fest.
Yeah, it's there's other names for it that young people used to call it, but
Fish Fest. Okay, so Salmonorama comes in July 11th for 10-11 days or something.
Yeah, 10 days. You know, of course, it's the largest fishing tournament on the Great Lakes,
and you can see the weigh-ins.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you can go down there. Yeah.
Throughout the day, every day of the event, you'll see guys with their coolers with the big, you know, fish tails hanging out of it and come in and weigh them, and then see what they got, and then go take them to get smoked or whatever they're going to do with them, and you know, there's live music throughout the run of the event, and you know, vendor tents, and you know, industry displays, things of that nature. So it's going to be a great.
And you see the fish in the coolers.
You do, yeah. It's amazing that the size of some of these fish that get hauled out of Lake Michigan in very close proximity to our shore. So
pop-up craft supply sale.
Yeah, I mean, that is another event at Memorial Hall, and that's people who are into the crafting hobby, just a lot of resources for them to come in and kind of shop for the newest things in the craft world.
Okay, and that will be coming up on July 19th. Racine River Fest.
Well, River Fest, this was my favorite event.
This is August 2nd, by the way.
This is August 2nd, is Racine River Fest, and this is a great event. It is a collaboration amongst all the yacht clubs along the Root River. So you're going to have the Racine Yacht Club with their Racine Regatta. Then you come down to Chart Room and Bridge Tender. They're going to have a classic car show and some live music. Migrate down the river a little bit more to Harbor Light with the cardboard yacht races and live music. And then around the bend to Fifth Street Yacht Club where they'll have their duck races. And so the day ends at back at Festival Park where we'll have live music and fireworks.
All right. Yeah. You know, I tried to look up the other day to see how those drone shows work in the sky. I still don't understand it. I know what they said. They're mm-hmm. synchronized drones. How many drones are up there during that event? And why don't they bang into each other?
Yeah, I've heard amazing things. Like, you know, for the big fireworks display, what they used to call the Big Bang in Milwaukee.
Now they're doing
being replaced by a drone show. So I'm interested to see one. You know, hopefully one will find its way.
I just want to see how it's done.
Yeah, how they keep them from crashing into each other.
I know, because they start and they form different things, and and nobody bangs into each other.
It sounds incredible.
How many are up there? Hundreds? It's got to be. I don't know how they do that. Yeah. I want to know behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know. Fiesta de Latino, that's coming up August 8th.
August 8th through the 10th, Fiesta de Latino. This is another event that we're really excited about. We think this is probably going to be our biggest event of the year. It is a family event. It focuses on all the Latin cultures here in Racine, not just Mexico, but, you know, all the Latin cultures. So there'll be, traditional music, food, cultural, displays, vendors, things of that nature. So, we're very excited about it. We're going to also have some carnival rides. The guys are down measuring the park for where some of the carnival rides are going to go. So it's going to be an amazing event.
We're through mid-August now with August 16th, the Park Beer. Is it Czar? Am I saying
the Park Beer Czar? Okay. This is something that we're doing in conjunction with the Tavern League of Wisconsin. It really kind of celebrates the bar culture here in Racine, and which is a huge part of our economy here in Racine. You know, there's no getting around that. And it's kind of we all grew up going to or wanting to go to our favorite bars that our dads played softball for. I know I did, and so it's kind of a celebration of that. Great live music. We've got a great band from Kenosha called Conviction and another great band from here in Racine called Stone Theory that played at Harbor Fest just a few weeks ago that is tremendous. So great music, lots of beer, as the title suggests, you know, food, games, you know, it's just going to be a fantastic event down at Festival Park on August 16th.
Summer is over on September 6th for Bacon and Brews Fest. Boy, yeah. The fests just don't stop, do
they? No, they don't. Bacon and Brews Fest, we're going to kick off the day with our Beer 5 Kegs run that will leave from Festival Park. And then this is a celebration that we're doing with the Journal Times. They do a similar event out at the Walworth County Fairgrounds earlier in June. And so they wanted to bring it here to Racine as well. And we're working on the bands and everything that's going to go along with that. So a lot of vendors with beer or bacon-centric food items, beer, music, vendors of all types.
You know, Jim Gaffigan, the comedian we were on here, and he once said, nobody ever ate water chestnuts until they wrapped it in bacon.
I know, I never did.
Bippity boppity bacon. Everything tastes better with bacon.
I pick them out of all my Asian food.
Bacon. All right, Stand Down. What's that?
Stand Down is a great event that
sounds like a police command.
Well, it is a military term, of course. We do this in conjunction with the Racine County Veterans Organization. And this is a great thing that there are, you know, last year we had about 40 vendors, and they were all veteran service oriented. So helping veterans with job placement, with benefits coordination, you know, anything a veteran might have a need for after they're finished serving, they can get. And then we also have a lot of, surplus coats, boots, gloves, hats, because unfortunately a lot of these service members are homeless. So we try and service them that way as well. So that is an amazing event that we did last year, and it's coming back on September 13th.
I remember years ago, they tore up Main Street. It was ripped to shreds. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. There was dust everywhere. Yeah. The stores on Main Street were complaining. Nobody can get to them.
Sure.
And they replaced it with this beautiful concrete pavement. It was just gorgeous. And before they opened it to cars, they closed it down on day one and said, cars cannot travel on this brand new road we built. Forget it. People are going to walk on it and spill things on it.
We're going to have a party on it.
Yeah, we're going to have a party on the pavement, and it's still here and never stopped, and that's coming up September 20th.
September 20th, and then we will have, we've got a 5K leaving from the park called Pound the Pavement that's going in coordination with that. And, you know, amazingly enough, all the years that I've been able to go to Party on the Pavement, the weather is always fantastic. We get lucky with great weather in September. So, you know, all your September events, you're going to have pretty good luck with weather.
The guy who used to work here said he found it so ironic. They built this road, and the first thing they did was say, no cars on it. Okay. Bark in the Park. This has to do with dogs, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. It is an event that, features vendors and exhibitions, pet-related, of course. So a lot of pet rescue organizations, a lot of veterinarians for the care of your fur baby, as people like to call them. I never use that term, but...
I know, fur babies.
Yeah. We've got one. We've got a Victorian bulldog named Fiona that she's very important to us, but the day is just filled with dogs and all things dogs and dog people and everything to go along with it. So,
and that's September 27th
at Festival Park.
There's a two-day event coming up. I think we've got one more we can get in here. October 4th and 5th, the Lighthouse Quilters Guild.
Yeah, the Lighthouse Quilters Guild. That will be at Festival Hall October 4th and 5th. So it is really, you know, much like the pop-up craft sale. People who are into the hobby and into the lifestyle. And there are a lot of them around here. So we've got an event oriented toward them on October 4th and 5th at Festival Hall.
Okay, and quick reminder again, the Racine Concert Band, their concerts are moving from the Racine Zoo, and now they'll be at Festival Park, Rotary Park, be under the big tent on the west side of Festival Hall. And you can be there and they still have to bring their own chairs, right?
Well, under the tent, we will have some seating. Once it migrates out to the east side of the colonnade, then people will be invited to sit out in the grass and they can bring their lawn chairs. But, you know, if they want to bring their own chairs and sit in them, they're, of course, more than welcome.
My butt likes my chair.
Yeah, it's perfectly formed to the chair.
Okay, so the Racine Concert Band, 7 o'clock this Sunday night at Festival Park or Rotary Park. Get people used to saying that. Now, if somebody wants to see this schedule, how can they see it?
You go to festivalpark.com and then hit the events page and then upcoming events. So it'll have a listing of everything. Also, the events that are ticketed, you can buy tickets online. You can also find out about sponsorship of these events, because a lot of these events don't happen without some of our great sponsors. So, you know, everything you need to know. And then if I could just plug the Hot Harbor Nights event for tonight.
Every Thursday, yeah.
Every Thursday. So our act tonight is a band called the Racing Pulses, and they are made up of some former Walden 3 High School alumni. We are honoring Walden 3 High School alumni tonight. We're doing that throughout the season, and tonight is Walden 3. And you don't have to be a graduate of Walden 3 to come, but we would like everybody to come. And if you're a Walden 3 graduate, come in and see some of your classmates.
And if you miss the events, we'll have this podcast tonight or tomorrow. We'll get it up there for you. Thank you, Kevin.
Of course.
Kevin McDougal. Yeah, Kevin McDougal, 5K Events, doing a great job in Racine.